Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include a charity warning of a rise in domestic violence cases and a first responder targeted by thieves. But first, a brave city shop worker foils a robber.
A police investigation has been launched after a man walked into the BP garage on Plumstead Road, approached the shop worker, grabbed him by the jumper, and demanded that he open the till. But despite repeated demands, the worker would not open the till, and the man went to a fridge where he took beers and cider before leaving. As the man left the shop, the worker called the police and then his manager to tell them about what had happened.
A little piece of Norfolk sporting history has returned to the county via Yorkshire. Lakenham Pavilion, once the proud home of Norfolk cricket, may be no more, but the key that may have first opened its door has now found its way back to our county. The key, kept in a special presentation box with Lakenham Pavilion, 10th of May 1936, written on it, was given as a Christmas present to Yorkshire-based cricket journalist John Fuller, who decided to make it his mission to return it to its rightful home. With the help of the clues from the box and a little online research, he got in touch with Rob Kelly from Norfolk Cricket Society, and the key arrived back in Norfolk this week, more than 80 years after the pavilion off Carshalton Road in Norwich first opened. Mr. Kelly, who is in charge of Norfolk Cricket Society's social media and website, said he thought it would bring back lots of great memories for many people. "It's a nice piece of history," he said. "I will be taking it along to the next get-together of the society so everybody can have a look at it and probably reminisce about the pavilion. It's great that the key has found its way back to Norfolk."
Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, that's the NSFT, has reached an agreement with Norfolk and Waveney's health chiefs over funding for the mental health target, which was pushed through by former Health Minister Norman Lamb, the MP for North Norfolk. It means that from April the 1st this year, at least 50% of people who experience psychosis should receive treatment within 2 weeks of being referred. The news was announced at a meeting of NSFT's Board of Directors. Julie Cave, the Trust Finance Director, said it was good news for the Trust and patients. Previously, NSFT was only funded to achieve this target for patients aged between 14 and 35, but the new money means patients up to the age of 65 can expect the standard. The cut-off point at 65 is in place because people over that age very rarely have psychotic episodes.
Victims of domestic violence are being urged not to suffer in silence as a charity warns of an expected January rise in cases. Mandy Proctor, CEO of charity Leeway, said that the number of people using their service increased by 20% in January 2016 compared to December 2015, and they expected similar numbers this year. She wants people to be aware of the services available to support them and that victims need not suffer alone. Now, as demand rises, Leeway is looking to up their profile to make sure that all those who need to access their services know that they are available. Since beginning in 1973, Leeway now has 5 safe houses and a team of more than 50 people providing advice, support and information to any adult or child experiencing domestic abuse in Norfolk and Waveney.
Trains across Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire are on track for new interiors as the Great Anglia kicks off an upgrade of its Class 170 fleet. The train operators, 8 three-carriage and 4 two-carriage trains, which cover routes including the Norwich to Cambridge, Ipswich to Cambridge, Ipswich to Lowestoft and Norwich to Lowestoft, will receive a complete interior overhaul. The makeover will include refurbished seats, new carpets and repainting of the vestibule areas. The trains will also get new flooring in the toilets, as well as better heating, ventilation and air conditioning.
Community first responder Sue Lamont is regularly on hand at Prince of Wales Road in her Nissan Micra to treat injuries or medical emergencies in her spare time from working as a 999 call handler. But as she was assisting the SOS bus with revelers, a magnetic ambulance first responder sign was stolen from the passenger side of her car. The 43-year-old has been working as a first responder since August 2015, after health reasons prevented her from giving blood. The magnet has Ambulance First Responder written on it, along with Mrs. Lamont's call sign. Some of the equipment has been fundraised for, and others have been given by the trust, she said. It's very expensive to replace.
Scientists are another step closer to finding out the cause of thousands of fish deaths on the Norfolk Broads. Research by the John Innes Centre, the JIC, and the University of East Anglia has led to the discovery of a new virus which could be responsible. It is believed that the pathogen causes a specific type of algae to release toxins into the water. Back in 2015, a toxic algal bloom was responsible for killing thousands of fish in the Broads. Scientists at Norwich Research Park are now working tirelessly to understand the exact conditions needed for the toxin to be released. Meanwhile, the Environment Agency is planning to spray peroxide onto a section of Hickling Broad to see if it could prevent fish deaths in the future. Peroxide is a way of oxygenating the water, and research has found that it kills the algae and neutralises the toxin. Further research is now needed to determine what environmental factors lead to such increases and how it can be prevented.
A troubled school uniform shop in Norwich has been saved from permanent closure after a family-run firm stepped in. It was thought that six jobs would be lost and the 65 schools it supplies would need to find another provider. But Stevenson's, which started in Hertfordshire in 1925, has stepped in to take over the business. The centre's employees have been offered their jobs back, and the firm says that it hopes the 65 schools will keep their business with Stevenson's. Stevenson's already runs five high street uniform shops in Bournemouth, Oxford, Reading, Twickenham and St Albans, along with 15 on-campus school shops and more than 300 online shops for schools around the country.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget to keep listening to enjoy Chat Around. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label, and there's no postage to pay at all. So don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365, or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.